Thank you, Bethan.
Wow, Bethan, that was beautiful.
Like, oh, what was that?
That was beautiful.
You're not allowed to say those things on the podcast, Bethan.
Bethan. What the heck?
Bethan.
Okay, is one sec.
You know what? He's gone. What's going on? Okay. What's going on with you, Ben?
I'm trying to figure out if my mic is working, because the thing says that it's checked on the Yeti stereo microphone, but it's like, when I blow into the microphone, it doesn't go crazy. So this audio.
How's your gain?
My gains are on the up and up. Let me turn it up.
On the up and up.
Okay, that was so much better. Okay, it was the gain.
There you go, girl.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I need to close my door.
I need to make sure. Okay. Whatever.
Okay. Usually these are pre-podcast things, but
it is.
Good thing we're doing them now.
It is what it is, you know what I'm saying?
It is what it is. Hello, everyone. Hello. Welcome back to another episode of the BM and also W podcast. How is everyone doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I know you weren't asking me, but...
I guess I was.
Mm-hmm.
Bim, the last time we spoke, it was August something.
Yeah.
August 7th, I want to say, but it definitely wasn't.
I think something around those lines.
Yeah, Bim and I actually have not spoken since then.
Not at all. Yeah.
Bim, I would like a plot synopsis of what has happened since August.
You're asking me as if I knew.
Well, you know what? Let me rephrase the question. Bim, how's college?
It's going. It's going good. It's going better than, last semester. Except I hate CompSci 216 with a passion. They just assign so many things that is, unneeded.
Of course.
This week I have a project due, an exercise due, and a quiz. Literally, who said that was allowed?
Isn't that just all of college, though? Just unnecessary tasks?
I guess, but, sometimes the tasks, I understand where they're coming from. These I do not. And it doesn't help that, I'm in, a section that was, added late. So, just so much stuff is messed up. It's quite annoying. But whatever.
Quite annoying is what she describes it as.
Yeah. Anyway, but otherwise, college has been going good.
That's great. What's life been like with a roommate?
Interesting. I can't say too much because she's in the room. Just kidding.
Scandal.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Nothing. I was joking. Delia, if you're listening, she's literally not, so it's okay.
How has it been, it doesn't necessarily have to be bad, but just how has it been different from last year?
It's really different. I feel like she encourages me to go to bed early. Not like she hasn't told me to go to bed early, but she's always in bed early. So then whenever I get back in the room and all the lights are off, it's like, well, what do I do now? I guess I can't do anything.
I guess I have to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. So, guess. But yeah.
Oh, well.
But today I discovered that I'm, probably, I guess, the worst roommate ever. First of all, I guess this wasn't a today problem. This was, a Wednesday problem. We were in the middle, at the beginning of the Samaria concert, we were waiting, which is a topic I'll get to later. We were awaiting for it to start, and all of a sudden we get this email that we failed our room inspection.
Jesus Christ.
And I was like,
how'd you do that?
I was like, what the fuck? And we read the email, and it's because of an excessively dirty floor. So then we look at it, and it's for room A, which is my room, me and Delia's room. And, obviously this is about, my side of the room, because there is, a huge... I had, 2 weeks of laundry that I had washed. They were clean, but they were just, thrown under my bed, on the floor next to / under my bed. And it was just everywhere. It was, I don't know. I feel like they're being a little dramatic with, excessively dirty floor. There's literally so much walking space. It's fine. That's the only thing. And then I talked to my RA, and I was like, yo, what the heck, man? Because, my RA is kind of chill. And he's like, first of all, I was not the one who inspected your room. And I was like, yeah, you better not be. That sounds like a threat, but, like,
I was it like, was.
You know what?
And it was a threat.
You know what? You're right. It was a threat. But I was like, dude, like, it wasn't even that dirty. And he was, like, kind of laughing. He's like, yeah, that wasn't me. And then he was like, but they took pictures. And I was like, they took pictures. I was like, can I see these pictures? And he's like, no, you, like, have to go through the RD or whatever, which is, like, the resident director. And I was like, no, because RD is, like, really, really scary. Like, Chris, he's so scary.
Chris.
But anyway, so we literally failed.
How can a man named Chris be scary?
Oh my, he's so scary. He's scary. Anyway, so that was really cool to find out that, like, I was the reason why we failed our room inspection. So now we have to get, like, re-inspected. Like, they're gonna come into our room again this week and inspect us, and the room better be clean by then, or we're gonna have to meet with Chris, and he's scary, so I don't want to meet with Chris.
When they do the inspection, can you give them, like, a tour? Like, you're trying to sell the dorm?
I don't know, because I wasn't there for the last... I've never been in the room for a room inspection. So I don't know.
But can you make sure that you are this time?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just trying to see how you can get extra points.
You're right. I mean, just the room has to be clean. Like, that's the only, like, expectation, is that the room is clean. At least I think. And there's no, like, alcoholic beverages or something out. I don't know. Like, anything illegal... nothing illegal in the room.
What if you buy, like, an ant farm? Is that what they're called?
Oh my god, an ant farm? Yeah.
Like in Disney Channel?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know, because the only pet that's allowed is, like, a fish, but, like, I feel like... maybe. That is such a good question.
Like better in the farm than on the floor, you know what I'm saying? That's always been my motto.
Exactly. That is so true.
That's so exciting. I'm so happy you're having a good time in college.
You didn't let me finish why I'm the worst roommate ever.
Oh, I thought that was it.
No, because recently I've been noticing the room, like, kind of been stinky. Like, I was like, this, like, it smells like feet. Like, and I just kind of assumed that it was either me or Delia's shoes, because, you know, that's probably what it is. And I was like, damn, like, we gotta get, like, our act together. And then today Sonia informs me, she was like, what's that bag, like, on your floor with, like, a note from Delia? And I was like, what are you talking about? And then I look and it's, like, this bag that I got at the farmer's market, and I had bought apple cider for Andrew and some raspberries, and then this was on Wednesday, and then I forgot them. Like, I forgot about them, and I didn't, like, put them in the, I didn't put them in, like, the fridge or anything. Like, it was just
out. Oh my, how long were they sitting there?
Since Wednesday. And
oh, geez.
Not to mention, what made it, like, so much worse is, so the raspberry juice was, like, leaking out of the bag or whatever onto my socks, like, my dirty socks.
Oh my god.
So... it was, like, fucking it was disgusting. So, like, I found, like, a note on the bag, and it's from Delia, and it said, smelly. She calls me smelly. Like, apparently in her mind, like, my name is smelly, like, whenever, because I don't know why. And she said, smelly, you're really living up to the name. And then she had a note put on the bag.
As she should.
And I was like, I feel ashamed. Like, I can't believe that happened, because it was there for so long, and honestly, like, the entire time in my head I was kind of blaming it on Delia, because I was like, my feet don't smell that bad, but apparently they do. Like, anyway,
that's so good to hear.
So basically I probably the reason why I didn't have a roommate last year is, like, whoever was making the room selections at UMD knew that I would be the worst roommate ever. So.
They could foresee it. They felt it in their balls, man.
Yeah, not to mention, like, my side of the room, like, the decor is just, like, really ugly. Like, not, like...
Yeah, Delia's got it together. I've seen it firsthand, everyone.
Like, I'm not saying I love my giant Among Us poster, but, like, I feel like for other people, they might not be a fan.
Hey, why are you conforming to other people's idea of what's tasteful?
Exactly. So that's why it's still up, you know? Like, I'm not I'm not like taking it down for anyone, but I'm just saying, like, I can understand why people would be a little miffed if they saw that in their room.
She can understand the slander.
I do understand. But you know what? Whatever. We ball.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Wow. So she has a roommate, classes are going well. And now she's showing off her nails to her roommate.
I am.
Her aforementioned roommate.
Hey, wait, roommate. Can you describe the process of putting a note on the bag? How did you figure out that it was the bag? Because I've been smelling that smell for so long, and I didn't realize that's where it was coming from. Did you, like, sniff out everything in the room?
Well, I smelled something in the kitchen area because, like, which I think was more of the fridge and the trash, so I took out the trash.
Mm-hmm.
And then I cleaned up your bags and moved some of your snacks over, and I was taking out the recycling, so I took out the boxes, and then I realized, like, when I was cleaning it up,
that's so perfect. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I don't know.
Damn. Anyway, so that was my roommate.
I heard almost none of that.
Yeah, I'm sure
it's fine.
The audience didn't hear any of it either, but that's okay.
It wasn't for them.
Exactly. It was for me. A reminder that I need to get my act together.
Of course, of course, of course.
Because now I'm not the only person in my room. Anyway, how's being a ballerina?
Being a ballerina is wild. It's so wild. First of all, just, like, living in a new area, that's weird.
Yeah, you've never moved before.
I've never moved before. Like, I've lived in different places, but that was only for, like, 3 to 6 weeks at a time, you know? But, like, now this is where I live.
Right.
Like, my address is Cincinnati, Ohio. And I still haven't come to terms with the whole, like, Ohio thing. That's still weird to me. Let's see. Where do I begin? It's been so long. Now I understand how you had trouble.
I know, I was like, I don't know.
Let's see. I moved here in the beginning of September.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the first weeks of ballet were pretty shocking.
Why is that
shocking? I don't know. I think it was just being in a room with just, like, so many people that were better than me, so that really took a little bit to get used to. But now that I've gotten over, like, the shock of it all, I think I feel a lot better of, like, where I am. Mm-hmm. How I'm doing. Mm-hmm. How things are. I love my teachers. Love all of our rehearsals.
Is David still there?
David is still there.
Oh,
thank goodness.
Oh my god.
I see David a lot, and he's making a dance for our fall showcase, which is at the end of October.
Mm-hmm.
And both me and my roommate, like, were put in, quote, first cast for that. So that's cool.
Mm.
So, yeah, things are fun.
That's really fun.
It's mostly just a lot of rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
The first couple weeks was a lot of just standing in the back of the room, learning stuff. But, yeah, things are cool. I know that I had, like, something I really wanted to talk about on the podcast, but I forgot what it was. So, it's fine.
Clearly,
we'll just keep on schmoovin'.
You didn't want to talk about it that much.
Yeah, I do want to get to the gnomes, though, because I have been itching to tell this story on the podcast.
Have you been itching to tell a riddle?
I've been itching to tell a little nursery rhyme.
Oh, good. I would love to hear it.
It all started, Beans and I, my roommate's name is Beans. Beans and I's first week here.
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting on the couch, and Beans stands up, and she goes, "I want to cause chaos." And I was like,
classic.
Fine by me. What are we gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I don't know. So we start brainstorming, and I was like, we could do, I don't know, a apartment complex, like Yik Yak or whatever. I said, well, it doesn't really work like that. So and then I was like, okay, we could do like a apartment complex GroupMe, where we all just, like, say things. Well, that's not fun. And then I said it. I said the thing. I said, well, we could leave mysterious things on people's doorsteps. Not doorsteps, but in front of their doors.
Mm-hmm.
And see what happens. And she said, yes, I like it. What do we leave? And I thought back to Annie the Musical circa 2019. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Oh, nails look good.
Thank you.
I said, you know what was a hit when I gave it in my buddy bag? Were the little gnome figurines.
I remember that. The one that you broke whenever you were
the
showing
one that
it to
I
me.
I broke right in front of Bim.
Yeah.
So I said, what if we hit up Dollar General, our local Dollar General?
Oh, glad.
Get a few of those.
They still have those in Ohio.
They do, but it's
That's
not.
Such good news.
It wasn't as close as the Dollar Tree. The Dollar Tree is closer, or Family Dollar. Or, you know what? I don't care.
Yeah.
So we went, we found some gnomes,
good.
And that night we put it on our
upstairs
neighbor's door.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kept doing that for like a week. And then we just kept putting more gnomes. Like, we would be leaving to go to ballet, we'd be like, let's put a gnome. And then we'd do it, and then, like, the next day, we'd come home and be like, do you want to do a gnome? Sure, let's do a gnome. And we decided just to do one door just so we could, you know.
Keep contained.
Keep things organized.
You know? Yeah.
Yes. So then, this one day, we got Brave. And I think we either ran out of gnomes or we didn't want to use our last few gnomes, but we said, okay, let's leave a note that has a gnome drawn on it. So we did. I forgot what the note said, but it was something like stupid. And then when we put it on their door, we knocked too.
Oh no.
We knocked and we ran back in our room and we closed the door. And we hear two people walk out of the apartment and they're talking. They're like, brruh, 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 talking. We are two men talking. And then loud as day, clear as day is the expression. Clear as day, we hear, it's gotta be them. No. We said, it's either them or them. No, it's gotta be them. And they were, like, pointing at doors.
Uh-huh.
So we think they figured out it was us.
Mm-hmm.
And they did, because the next morning we were gonna go to ballet, and all of the gnomes we had given them were on our little welcome mat.
Oh, my God.
So then we, like, write another note, and we say, what are you doing? These are your gifts. Like, why are you...
Yeah, why are you giving them back?
Why are you giving these back?
Mm-hmm.
And,
That's, like, offensive.
That was it. Then we, like, did a couple more gnomes, did a couple more notes, and then one day we went up and we actually knocked. And we said, hello, we are the gnomes. And what was funny was...
How old are these people?
They are, two guys. One of them's 22, one's 23. But we didn't really know that at the time. We just saw, like, two men around college age. We're like, okay, these guys can take it.
Right. That's good.
Yeah, so that was fun. So the guy, we knock on the door, he opens the door, he's on the phone, and he goes, are you guys downstairs? We say yes. And he goes, I'm gonna have to call you back. And he hangs up. And,
That's so funny.
And he goes, and he asks us a bunch of questions, like, why'd you pick us? Like, what's going on? Like, why gnomes? And we just kept answering his questions. And he goes, well, my roommate is actually in Chicago. So when he comes back, we'll come down and, like...
Meet and greet.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then they came down, they met, meet and greet. And now we have friends.
Wow.
And that's it. That's how we made friends.
I feel kind of inspired. Because
You should do it.
Yeah, because I know zero people, like, in my building, on my floor, like, besides my roommate and my suite mates. Like, I don't know. I don't know anyone. And I feel like this is really good.
Highly recommend.
I feel like this is a good get-to-know-you activity.
It's an easy get-to-know-you activity, too. Like, all you have to do is get gnomes, and then, man, you're set. You're set for life.
Dude. I would love to get me some gnomes. Wow. Because, like...
I'm concentrating so hard right now. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm not being a good podcast host.
I'm a little bit concentrating, too. But yeah, cause I feel like people would probably be able to figure out it's me if they've seen, like, my boards. Like, my... Because we have, like, a whiteboard. Every door in my dorm has, like, a whiteboard outside of it. And every day, mine says, like... So, today is Happy Secretion Sunday. It has been 8 days since I peed my pants and 50-something since I pooped my pants. So, it's, like, people will probably be able to figure out it's me. Just from that, they'll be like, okay, this girl. Like...
It's her.
She's clinically insane. Because I feel like I probably am. Like, I had... Anyway, I told the story of my pooping my pants escalades to a group of people the other day. And I don't know. I feel like that's probably the best way I could introduce myself to a group of people. I don't know of any other ones that would be worse. I mean, better. What? Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Have I told...
Bim, I wanna circle back to your time at college, because I know that there's been a recent development that has really changed the game in your academic weaponness. Would you like to expand on that?
My iPad.
Bim is an iPad kid. Confirmed.
Confirmed, yeah.
Her final form.
Basically, yeah. I recently turned 20. What?
Oh my goodness, Bim turned 20.
Bim is in her 20s, which is something I don't want to say because that sounds old. But I'm officially in my 20s, which means that my mommy and my daddy got me an iPad, which I have never enjoyed school more. Like, I understand why people have iPads. Because I love going to school. Like, I'd be all excited. I'd be all excited, like, oh my
That's
goodness.
So
like,
fun.
Like, I get to go and, like, I get to go to class and take notes on my silly little iPad. Like, it's so fun. Like, oh my god.
Do you have the pen, too?
I sure do. Are you kidding me?
That was a stupid question.
Like, anyway, I use GoodNotes. I did, like, trial and error of, like, you know, which notes app do I want to use, because there's, like, so many different kinds, and it's, like, I don't know, it's a big question. Like, these are going to be my notes for all of school. So I chose GoodNotes. And I feel, and okay, wait, look. I'm going to give it to her. Okay, so first, look how pretty this screensaver is. For those of you who can't see, which should be all of you, it's just basically some pretty greenery, and it's got a little frog at the bottom. And then...
It looks like anime.
Okay.
Sorry, that was rude.
Anyway, so then this first one, it's got, like, pretty, like, green, like, calendar, and then frog and toad and the weather.
Oh my god, us?
Yeah, basically. And then when you swipe over, it has, like, a bunch of, like, the grass-type Pokemon, and it's all, like, green, and then a picture of me and Andrew, and then whenever you scroll, it becomes the wise mystical tree. One sec.
Oh, no.
Boom.
Oh, no.
And then the clock down there. And then we have my notes. Like, they're just so studious. Like, I'm so studious. I'd be so excited to go to class. Like, look at this.
She be studious.
Look at this. I made...
Oh, no. What? I completely screwed up my left hand.
Uh-oh.
Feeling horrible. Sorry, I'm watching.
Anyway, ignore her. Basically, I got my notes. Like, I made them all pretty. Like, I made the background, like, the paper black so I can, like, match the whiteboard. I don't know. And, so with being an academic weapon and having an iPad comes iPad games. Except it's not really an iPad game. Basically, I don't know about you guys, but I go through phases of, like, things, like, that I'm interested in. It's, like, things that I've always been interested in. So it's, like, around every, like, Christmas, like, winter, I go through my Star Wars phase. Like, March, I usually go through my Mario phase. Like, January, I go through my FNAF phase, you know? It's, like, a yearly thing. And right now...
It's just how the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, so right now, I'm going through a Pokemon phase. So, I've just been, like, really obsessed with, like, watching videos on Pokemon and, like, all this stuff. And then I was like, I feel so nostalgic. Like, I want to play Pokemon. But I left my DS at home. And also, like, I don't have...
Rookie mistake.
I know. and I don't have the heart to, like, delete my old save file from when I was a kid, because it's, like, those are my Pokemons, like, you know?
I
don't know.
I agree. I don't understand.
I don't know how else to say that, like, those are my Pokemons. But basically, I was, like, I am so smart, I have a genius idea, I'm gonna download an emulator. Do you know what an emulator is?
I don't, not one bit.
Okay, so basically, I'm gonna be, like, really bad at explaining it. It basically, like, tricks your, it's basically, like, you download, like, a software, and it's like a Game Boy, so it's, like, or you can make it, like, a DS, or, like, any kind of software. It's emulating, like,
okay, something. I got it, yeah.
Basically, anyway.
Figured it out.
So, now I have an emulator for the Game Boy Advance, and I'm playing Pokemon Fire Red. And it's so much fun. Fire Red is the remake of, like, Pokemon, like, Red and Blue, but, like, better, and, like, not better. I don't, like, it's just, like, more colorful, and it's not, like, ugly, you know? And I've been loving it. I love, like, playing my little Pokemans.
I hate my nails.
You hate your nails? That sucks, because I kind of love my nails. What? I love those. Those are so cute.
They just, like, they're not doing it. I think I just did too much on a couple of them. I really just want to start over.
These are mine. You can't really tell, but the tips are matte. And then this one, it's, like, the whole thing is matte, and the tip is shiny. And then the other side, I'm going to do, like, the opposite.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
Anyway. Bim loves her nails. Chargle hates her nails. What else is new?
Yeah. You probably should add, like, a flower or something.
Oh, for sure.
That'll make it better. But yeah, so I've been, I've been surprisingly, like, I was like, oh my god, this is gonna be such a bad idea, because now I'm gonna just, like, focus on, like, my Pokemons. Like, I'm not gonna do my homework, I'm just gonna do Pokemons. But it turns out, I'm actually pretty studious about it. Like, I'm disciplined. I know when to play Pokemons and when to not, you know?
That's so good. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, anyway. That's my iPad kid journey. I love being an iPad kid. I love sitting in the back of the lecture, and I love the sound that, like, the pencil makes on the iPad. It just, like...
It just makes you so much more studious.
I know. Like, guys, listen to this ASMR. Like... Anyway.
That's Bim in the back of class.
Essentially,
POV,
yeah.
You're in class with Bim.
Yeah. And I love it, so... I am happy being an iPad kid, and then I would like to stay one.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to talk about something that's really been plaguing my life recently.
Plaguing?
You know how, we as a society, and we as Bim and W, go through phases of saying things?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we had, a guy's phase.
Right.
Which is still going strong. Of stronger course. Than ever, some might say.
Some might say.
I have been saying this one thing, and, like, now every time I say it, I'm annoyed at myself, and I can't imagine what other people think when they have conversations with me. And that phrase is, I know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
And you know what? You could probably count the amount of times I said it in this podcast, and the number is above the number of fingers you have. So, I've just been struggling, man. It's been way too many times that I've said it, and now every time I say it, I get angry at myself because I say it. And it's just, mm-hmm. like, annoying. It's pissing me off, but every time I say it, I feel like I need to say it.
You need to say it?
It's just...
Okay,
you know what?
So what's, like, an alternative?
Words to fill the void. I don't know. The alternative, shutting the fuck up would be nice. But it's fine. I think I'm just, like, I don't know, guys.
You need to get, like a wristband. This is something me and Andrew did, because we would, like, say babe, like, ironically. Like, it'd be, like, I don't know how to give an example of it, but whenever we were being, like, ironic, we'd say babe, but then we started saying it, like, unironically, and so then we each got, like, rubber bands on our wrist, and anytime the other person said babe, we'd, like, slap the rubber band. Okay. So you need to do that. Work. Yeah.
I just need a rubber band.
Exactly. Hmm.
Thinking about it. That could work.
Like,
yeah, I just, like, I'm just, why, Charlotte? why do you do these things? And now I can never say it again, because I've gone too far.
You've ruined it. You're ruining it.
Ruin it for everyone. Yeah, but I have noticed some of my vocabulary rubbing off on Beans.
On Beans,
yeah. Like, guess who's saying gamers now?
Beans?
Guess who's saying hey guys?
Whoa.
It's a lot, but it's so fun.
That is fun.
Yeah. Congratulations. I'd say we're about halfway through the podcast, would you say?
I would say that.
Guys, it's time for a segment I like to call How's My Family? Wherein we call some of our family members that we haven't talked to in a while. And this week, it's Garrett. It was Garrett's birthday like 2 days ago, and I didn't wish him a happy birthday in preparation for today's podcast.
That's so some dedication.
I don't know what
he's up to. Ruining family relationships for a podcast.
It's true. It's not because... Look, okay. I woke up on the 14th, and the first thing I thought about was texting Garrett happy birthday. But then I said to myself, I'm going to call him later today, so why should I text him in the morning? And then, like, that's half the phone call right there. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Obviously.
So then, I was like, I'll call him. But then, Jason FaceTimed me yesterday, and he was going to homecoming. Aww. And I was like, Garrett might have to be bumped for Jason. But then I said, Charlotte, you already didn't call him yesterday. You have to call him today. Or tomorrow. So Garrett, this is me telling you, you almost got bumped for Jake, but you didn't, because I love you. Anyway, let's call him.
Wow.
What if he might be, like, doing something, which will be hilarious if it just goes to voicemail.
Can we sing happy birthday?
Yeah. He can't hear you, though.
I'll still sing it.
Okay.
Is he turning 21?
Yeah, he is. It's just a big year for him.
Dang.
So it looks like he's not going to pick
so
up.
So I think... Okay, can we still sing? 2, 4, 0,
of course 4, we can. 4, 9, 6, 6, hold on, I'll 7, take out my AirPod. 0, no, but then available. then the audio would be at fucked.
Please record your message.
Oh, well.
When you have finished recording, you may hang
I'll just turn you all the way up and then hold you...
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Garrett. Woo! And many more. Hey, Garrett.
Birthday.
Birthday. I don't know if you can hear Bim, but she's saying it too. But Garrett, we were gonna call you for a brand new segment on the podcast called How's My Family? And you were gonna be our first guest, but I guess you didn't respond. It might have been because I haven't sent you a happy birthday text, but that's because I was gonna call you. Anyway, this was a plan 2 days in the making, and you just ruined it. How does it feel? Anyway, bye, Garrett.
Bye.
Okay, well, there goes that segment.
Have you seen...
That's so rude.
Wait, have you seen, like, on TikTok where the, like, the people who just sing birthday... Like, for
no.
a birthday song, it's so funny. I remembered it halfway through the song, and I started doing it. Where it's like...
I noticed.
You think the rest of the song, and you go, birthday, 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 and then that's the end of the song.
Thank you for that live demonstration, by the way.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you guys understood what
it
would sound like.
Can you do it again, actually?
Yeah, sure. Birthday. 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 That's it.
Great. And thank you, Bim, for doing that, because that actually leads into our next topic. Guys, if you have a friend, family member, cousin, aunt, or uncle that has a birthday, call 1-800-BIM-BIRTHDAY, and she will record a personalized birthday song for you.
I will.
How much will it cost? I don't know. Depends on how long the name is.
Exactly. Each letter is $10.
I'd say $40 for each letter.
You know what? You're right. I'm totally underselling myself.
Which is funny because she doesn't actually say the name.
Yeah, but, like, I still have to think of the name. Like, I'm thinking in my head. Like, I'm singing the song in my head. And so it still takes a lot of time out of my day.
I know. Bim can't really read that well, so it's just a lot of muscle power every letter that she has to think about.
Essentially, yeah.
Of course, of course. Bim, I feel like it's time that we finally talk about your Sammy Ray extravaganza.
Samantha
thus far.
Raymond. I've been waiting for this. Okay.
Okay, so I'll just let you take the reins. I'll just sit back and listen.
Guys, what a wild ride this was. So basically, whenever the tickets came out, I was like, I will settle for nothing less than the front freaking row. So I bought, like, the fast lane pass, which I didn't even know was a thing last time, but I got it. It was, like, an extra, like, $15 or $20 or something like that. But I was like, I don't care. It's worth it. Like, just, it's worth it because I get to see Samantha Raymond front freaking row. So, cut to the day of the concert. We pull up at, like the doors opened at 7, and I think we pulled up at, like, 6:50 because we were planning on, like, pulling up earlier, but then, like, you know, silly stuff happened, like traffic and
then teenage girl happened.
Yeah, basically, like, trying to get ready or whatever, because it was me, Delia, Ava, and Sonia. Those are my sweet mates basically. Yeah, anyway,
like Sweet Life of Zach and Cody,
just like it, actually.
Sorry, I'm in the back seat, I need to shut up.
Yeah, honestly, just kidding, you can say stuff sometimes. I'll allow it, I guess you could say. But so pull up, and then we pull up at, like, basically...
Oh my god, Garrett's calling back! Garrett's calling back! Garrett's calling back!
Oh my goodness, Garrett!
Garrett? Garrett?
Charlotte?
Did you listen to my voicemail?
I just did, yeah, sorry. My phone is in my pocket, I was walking.
So that's absolutely unacceptable.
I just got there, so now I
Garrett, welcome to the brand new segment of the podcast called How's My Family? Garrett, how's my family?
Your family's doing absolutely wonderfully.
What you up to right now, right at this moment?
Watching Rick and Morty with two of my friends.
Oh my goodness, as you
eating
should.
Chipotle.
What
eating
episode?
Chipotle. It's a Rick and Jerry episode. I think it's season 3, episode 5.
Oh, wow. That's so funny Right before this podcast, I was watching Rick and Morty.
Oh, that's incredible.
Why you know are that you guys watching Rick and Morty?
Did you
Rick
watch
and Morty,
Dinosaurs?
Sorry, Bim just asked why we're watching Rick and Morty. Bim, Rick and Morty is just good.
Yeah, unfortunately the fan base made it a bit too memeable, you know?
But it's a good movie. TV show.
Back it up.
It's a decently good show.
Charlotte, please back up the phone from your AirPods.
Back up the phone from AirPods. I'm trying to make it so he can hear you.
Oh.
But then it just makes it so that she can hear Garrett a lot.
And it hurts.
Oh, well. I'll just repeat everything Bim says. But yeah, right before this podcast, I was watching the Show Me What You Got episode.
Yes.
It's time to get swifty, if you will.
It is swifty.
Garrett, how was your birthday?
Oh, my birthday. It was pretty good. It was a pretty good time.
That's so exciting.
Not gonna lie.
When do Mom and Dad come visit?
That's this weekend. Like, this upcoming weekend.
Okay. This weekend. It's today.
Yeah, no,
this weekend is now.
This is indeed the weekend.
We are weekend.
On a Thursday and Friday.
Okay. Coolio.
Yeah.
That's so
Coolio.
Fun.
Yeah, because we play UVA.
Oh. So, oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. See, I knew this. I just didn't know when this.
No, yeah.
That's so exciting. So who are you watching Rick and Morty with?
Ayushin Prince.
Oh my goodness, tell them I said hello.
Charlotte says hello.
Tell them I said hello, too.
They both went in.
Bim says hello.
Oh, Bim says hello. Bim. Her friend. They say hey.
Oh, see, I got it like a yeah or whatever.
They hate me.
They didn't seem too enthused for either of us. That's like kind of rude.
Well, no, they were pretty enthused. You know, they just.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Garrett, is there anything that you want to say to the podcast?
Anything I want to say? I just want to say thank you to the podcast. Not Bim and Chargal, of course, but the podcast.
The podcast.
You know,
capital
T, I agree.
Capital P, the podcast.
Bim agrees.
Because, you know, it's been with me for so long. It's got me through some rough times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the ups and downs. And, you know, I appreciate it being there, you know.
Don't we all?
For all the fans, you know.
That's awesome. Garrett, yeah. Is there anything Prince and Ayush would like to say to the podcast?
Hey, guys, my sister and her friend do a podcast. I'm like, calling in right now. Is there anything you'd like to say to the podcast?
Smoke more weed, yes.
Okay.
Sounds
okay.
Good, Ayush.
Okay.
All right, well, Garrett.
Did you pick that up?
Yes, we did. Garrett, yeah, okay. Thank you so much for being on this first ever segment of How's My Family.
Course.
Happy
of
birthday.
Course.
And to play you out, Bim's going to sing her happy birthday song. Hopefully you can hear it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Birthday. 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 That's it.
Woo!
Could you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, that's good.
It was the happy birthday song, but only happy birthday.
Oh.
Or just birthday.
I don't even know how you cracked that code, man. Took me a while.
<That's> crazy.
Took me a while. Well, Garrett, once again, thank you so much for being on this segment. We hope to see you again soon, but not too soon.
No, of course not. I got at least another, like, 10 episodes.
Of course. And you know what? Who knows when 10 episodes will be?
Who knows?
Tomorrow, a year, 3 years, who's to say?
Yeah.
Nobody
anyway,
knows.
See ya.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I already hung up. He didn't hear that.
You
wow,
snake.
what a great segment. Anyway, Bim.
Anyway, back to my Samantha Raymond.
Back to you.
Experience.
Your extravaganza.
Yeah. Okay, so, now, cut to we pull up. Like, it's almost 7 o'clock. There's a huge line, but we get to skip the line because we had fast pass tickets. Literally, I run straight up to the front, like, the front row. I was there. Like, it was insane.
You were there.
I was so excited. And then I go and I pick up my little poster because I was a part of the Sammy Ray Street team. But don't tell Sammy Ray, but I did nothing for the street team. I just signed up
no,
for
I'm
it.
I'm going to clip that and send that to her.
Don't. What?
Don't tell Sammy Ray.
Yeah, Delia just said don't tell Sammy Ray, and I agree. Do not tell Sammy Ray. But I feel like I've done enough. I literally tell everyone I know about Sammy Ray, so I feel like it's enough, but like, I think it's okay, but anyway, I still got the poster. I got a little poster, it says, Emily, thanks for all your help, and then she signed it, which is insane. I mean, I was very excited.
Now, Ben, how do you feel receiving that poster, knowing that the help she referenced, you did not do?
Okay, so hypothetically, like, if you really think about it, I did, because the three people I brought to the concert with me knew about Sammy Ray because of me, so that's, like, what, like, money? That's money that she would...
That's money?
Yeah, that's money for the concert that she would have otherwise not gotten if it wasn't for me.
That's so true. You know what? I haven't even thought about that.
So...
I'm kidding. It's not enough.
No.
This is our Lord and Savior, Samantha Raymond, and you're just going to sit there and not help?
I feel like I did, though.
It's okay. Proceed.
Like, she's okay. There were so many people on the street team, and I doubt that all of them did something. But anyway. Then, we wait for the show. We get the dreaded text that we failed, or dreaded email that we failed our room inspection. And then I feel really, really bad. There's a picture on my Instagram. It's like a selfie of me and Sonia. And in the background, Ava and Delia are reading the email.
That's funny.
Because we were like, let's just forget about it. Like, you know, we're here to have a good time. But they were like, no, like, I want to read this email.
And how dare they?
I know, honestly. But
basically, don't they know it's Samantha Raymond? That's a national holiday.
It really is.
It's like, you know that rule where you're not allowed to do any work on the Sabbath?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like. No reading on Samantha Raymond Day.
I should have told all of my professors that. Like, why did I go to class?
You shouldn't have.
I really shouldn't have. But anyway, then the openers play. They were mid. There was this one, like, saxophone. Not saxophone. What's it called? Trumpet. I liked the trumpet. That was the only good part of the openers. And then...
No sub radio?
No sub radio. It was some, someplace, someone called The Collection, or some band called The Collection. They sure were a collection of people. But then, it was time for Samantha Raymond. I was sweating in my boots. I was so nervous. And then, I was taking, like, a video, and when she comes out, I wave, and she waves right back to me. And, like, in the video...
Of course she does.
In the video, you can, like, kind of see it, but I was literally shaking so much. Like, you can kind of see her waving, but you can't really tell that she's waving to me. But, like, you're just gonna have to trust me on this one. Like, she was waving to me.
Dude, I think I do trust you.
Good. Because she literally waved at me. And then the concert was so good. Like, the first song was Follow Me Like the Moon, and then the second time was Talk It Up, and she had bubbles. She was, like, spraying bubbles, and since I was in the front row, like, I got a hit of those bubbles. Like, I was bubbling it up. Like, it was so exciting.
Good.
So, yeah, oh my god, it was so cool. And then, so, like, the entire concert, I was, you know, like, you could say I'm a big fan. Because I was, like... I sang every song, I knew every song, I was dancing.
You were that bitch.
I was, and I was in the front row, too, so I was getting a little bit of attention from one member of the band, that member being Seabass. I noticed, like, whenever I'd, like, scan the stage, you know, because I don't just look at Sammy, I look at, like, the stuff that's happening. What is happening? Oh.
Nothing. I heard you talking.
I'm on the podcast. Yeah, sure, you can say it.
No.
This is Sonia.
Sonia?
Hello.
Yeah.
It's Sonia.
Hi, Sonia.
I was a guest as of, like, last year sometime. But
yeah.
I'm back.
Anyway, that we're talking. I'm talking about Sammy Ray.
Yeah.
But okay, we were getting some particular attention from one band member where I noticed that Seabass, the drummer, was just, like, staring at me. Like, just, like, straight up, like, just looking at me from the stage, and I noticed it, and I was like, this is interesting. So then I started doing like hearts, like the little finger hearts to him, like this. Me and Sonia, we would go like this to him, and then he'd like do the hearts back, and then it was just like this whole thing throughout the entire show where we, like, a song would end, we'd do the heart, he'd do the heart back at us. And at one point, like, I was doing this little goofy dance, like, with my arms, like, I was getting down, you know. And since I was in the front row, like, people could see me. And Seabass, the bassist, and one of the saxophones started doing it. Like, they looked at me.
No fucking way.
I'm being so serious. They looked at me, and then they started doing the dance. Like,
oh my god.
It was insane. Like, I was like, oh my god. And they were doing the dance, little dancey dance. And then at the end of the show, you know, they've played Kick It To Me, their little fake out encore, like, whatever. And then they're started to get ready for bows, and then Seabass looks at me, points at me, and then, like, runs up and gives me the set list.
Oh my god.
So, I think I was screaming. Here, one second, I have it right here. I'm gonna put it on my wall, but I haven't yet. One sec. I don't want to mess up my nails. Or the poster, for that matter. Or the set list. Anyway. So, just in case you were wondering what they played. It was. First song.
I am wondering.
First song was, Follow Me Like the Moon. Then the second song was Talk It Up. Then Whatever We Feel. Then Denim Jacket. Then Jackie O. Then If It All Goes South. Then Living Room Floor. Then The Box. Then For the Time Being. Then Good Life. Then, I don't know what this is. It says Believe, but they literally never played this. So, and then Let's Throw a Party. and then Hotel California and Kick It to Me. So yeah, this.
How was Hotel California?
It was really good. It was like a solo. It was just her on stage playing Hotel California to with the ukulele. No, yeah, that's the ukulele, cool. And it was really good. But yeah, it was so good. I enjoyed it a lot. But it was like, it was so cool. I was like, oh my god! And like, I took a picture like when they were bowing with like the set list, just to like brag to everyone. And then Ava got a set list from someone. I don't remember who it was. But then after the show, we're just kind of hanging around because Dealey had to go to the bathroom, and we were standing on the front row, you know, because I was on the front row. I'll never stop saying that, but I was on the front row. So then one of the saxophonists, Max, like comes down and he's like talking to people, and then he comes over to us, and then he was like, he starts talking to me, and he's like, you were on the front row, right? And I was like, yeah, I was on the front row. And then he was like, you knew like every word to every song, like it was crazy. And I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah.
I trained her well.
I was like, yeah, I did. That was me. So that was really cool. And we got to talk with him a little bit. He seemed kind of, he was more quiet, kind of shy, but it was nice to talk to him. He was very nice. And then we're waiting a little bit longer because now we're like, I want to talk to Seabass, like our new best friend. Like we've made a bond. And then eventually he comes out and he's like packing up his drum stuff. And then we like signal him down and he's like, oh yes, yes, of course. And he comes down and he starts talking to us. And he was really cool. We had like a really long conversation with him, just like, you know, about, he's like, oh, so like, where are you guys from? Like, you know, how do you guys know each other? Like, how'd you find out about the friends? And like, just like stuff like that. He was like, yeah, I loved like your energy or whatever, like, and it was so cool, like, oh my god. And it was really cool because we got to know like the inside. Apparently like one of the venues that they played at recently was not good. Like it was mean.
That's so cool.
Like it was just little stuff. And then it was really cool because he said like, he was like, yeah, so Sam like had brought out like a bubble like thing, and she was like, yeah, isn't this so cool? I don't know why like him saying Sam was just like really cool, I guess, because like she's like a real person, like it's not Sammy Ray. Exactly. Like to her, like to him, it's just Sam, it's not Sammy Ray, like, you know.
That is really cool. I think about that a lot, where it's like people are just people,
like she's just a person. That was so crazy. So anyway, got a really cool conversation with Seabass. But yeah, that was my experience. It was so exciting. It was so fun. Not to mention, like, obviously all of the songs banged. Like, it was really good.
I've been going through an if it all goes south phase.
I love that song so much. It's so good.
Like, of course I loved it when it came out, but like now it's just hitting so hard for some reason.
Yeah, I listened to it for like a week straight, like at the beginning of school for some reason. Like I love it. It's really good. And I was like one of the only people who knew like all of the lyrics, because it had just come out, and I guess people are like fake fans, which, like,
I know, what's up with that,
honestly. But
they shouldn't be allowed through the doors if they're fake fans.
They should have like a quiz. Like, oh, you're a fan of Sammy Ray, name every song.
Good.
They should start.
Oh,
doing
no.
That.
I just fucked up my dot. Oh no. I
you
hate it here.
You just peaked the microphone.
Really?
And she's
sorry.
Silent.
Sorry, guys.
And now I can't hear her.
It's because I'm barely saying anything.
Okay. Well.
Sorry, that was kind of a lot. I just got so pissed off.
You just yelled, like, really, really loud.
I know. Because I just messed up.
I'm sorry. What is that sound?
It's a dog.
Oh, that's on your end?
What?
No.
Nothing. I keep hearing this, like, ow. Is that you?
It's a dog.
What? Ow. Is that you? No. I keep hearing it. It's like, ow. Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. It goes, ow. Ow. Where's it coming from?
Maybe the rat's in the ceiling.
Maybe the rat's in the ceiling. Yeah, we think there's, like, mice in our ceiling.
Ew. Like in Nutcracker?
Just like the Nutcracker.
So exciting.
But anyway, that was my Samantha Raymond experience.
That's so good to hear. So glad you're living it up.
Because it wasn't just a concert, it was an experience.
so glad you're living it up. Meanwhile, Samantha Raymond doesn't even touch Ohio.
I mean, I don't blame her. Because, like, Ohio? Ohio.
She'd do well in Cincinnati, though, I feel.
Yeah, probably.
I feel as though.
I would probably feel as though also. As well.
All right, guys. It's time for the closing topics, because they kind of go back to back, hand in hand, if you will. Guys, as we know, as of 16 days ago, it turned October.
Intense October.
Don't you recall last year when I was like, guys, it's October 2020 again. I can feel it in my bones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year, I feel like it's even worse.
Oh, no.
Like, I just remember so vividly a few, I think it was a week ago, or maybe a few days ago, but no, it was a week ago. I woke up and I just felt it. I woke up.
It was
in
your chest.
Guys, I woke up in October 2020. Help me get out. And like, as much as it is weird and it makes me feel a little bit uneasy, goddamn, do I love it. Oh, I should have waited for that to dry a little bit longer. It just feels so right. And I don't know what it is about the month of October, but it's just weird. It's a weird temperature. Mm-hmm. It's a weird vibe.
Mm-hmm.
My October playlist always goes hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, what's going on? What's going on?
Nobody
and
knows.
What's made it weirder is that I'm waking up, I'm feeling these intense October feelings, but I'm not even in Bulin to feel them. So the only place I feel at home, like, in Bulin is in my room, because my room just looks like Bulin.
Right.
But, like, going outside, going in the rest of the apartment, literally just walking into my living room,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't feel like Bulin. But it's still intense October.
Yeah, because it's, like, a headspace. Intense October is a headspace.
It's a mindset. It's a mm-hmm. grind set, if you will.
Yes, I do agree.
But it's so fun. It's just, like, the air's a little crisper.
Mm-hmm.
Things seem a little bit more clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you put on the song Thor.
Ah. Oh.
Everything just goes into place.
It makes sense. Everything makes sense.
It's just, I'm less confused.
Mm-hmm.
When Thor is on and it feels like intense October, that's when I'm at my happiest.
Yes. Wow.
But yeah. But with this intense October comes intense depression. Mm-hmm. Guys, I finally get it. I finally get chuggle dependency because I have BIM dependency. It's hurting and it's growing.
You understand?
I understand. And, like, the thing is... Oh, sorry, I'm concentrating.
It's okay. Concentrate.
The thing is, I feel like I've never really felt it because I've always been in Bulin.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always, like...
It's, like, the same environment, you know?
Yeah. We haven't had this much distance.
Mm-hmm.
Since we've known each other.
Yeah.
And it's just weird. Bim being at UMD an hour drive away is a lot different than me being in Cincinnati and Bim being at UMD.
Yeah.
It's weird. And I just think, like, Bim's so happy at college. She's doing so great. I'm so proud of her. She's having so much fun. I couldn't be happier for Bim. But goddamn, I wish she missed me more. I wish Bim missed me as much as I miss Bim right now. And that is so selfish of me to think, because I'm so happy that she's doing well. I just miss, like, doing random things. Literally me sitting too. On the couch and doing nothing.
Like, watching Dance Moms or just, like, texting.
Watching
just, like,
Dance Moms.
Just being like, yo, come over. And I'd be like, okay.
Yes.
I feel like I was robbed. I was robbed of that summer experience.
So true, so true. Oh my goodness, I miss it. Like last year, first semester, I feel like we had like a slow burn, if you will,
mm-hmm.
of like departing, because Bim's first semester of college, she was home like every other weekend.
Yeah.
And, like, I wouldn't have even been able to see her during the week because we were both so busy. So, like, I didn't really feel it. And then the second semester, she visited home less, but she was still, like, within arm's reach. Now, I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio. I don't know anyone here. No one here knows me. And, like, Bim's got, she's solidified. She is settled down at college. And I feel like I'm here. I just started making friends at Ballet Guys. Like, I had friends, but they were school friends. Like, now we're a little bit past school friends. But, you know, it's just been weird. It's been so weird.
You're making me sad, because I do still have charcoal dependency. I do still miss charcoal.
I know, it's just, but it's just...
I think I've just gotten, like, I've had experience. This isn't my first rodeo. Like, this is a new experience for Charlotte. Meanwhile, I'm like, I got this shit on lock. Like, you know?
Yeah. I think it's just, like, everything is so new for me. Like, my mom said the first week, because okay, guys, I don't think I gave it that much justice the first time I said it. The first week of ballet was fucking rough. It was horrible. I was crying every single night, bawling so hard my forehead vein was about to pop out. And I was like, I would call my mom and I'd be like, Mom, like, I don't belong here. I'm so much worse than all these people. Like, I'm the worst in the class. I just look horrible and I'm just angry at being, what's Delia laughing at?
I don't know. Something on her phone.
That's so funny. I'm like,
oh, there's a picture of her sister.
That's so funny. I'm telling a sob story and Delia's cackling in the corner.
Delia's laughing at you, Charlotte.
She is. She's like, oh my god, she's right.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, it was... What is going on over there?
She is giggling over there. Why are you laughing at Charlotte?
I'll tell you a story.
Okay, Delia's telling a story. You gotta get closer to the microphone if you're telling a story. Sorry for interrupting your sob story.
It's okay, it's okay.
Sorry, Charlotte. This is hilarious. So
it's an intermission.
Over the summer, Felicia said that she was going to curl Sadie's hair. And the reference photos were Billy, not Billy. What's this guy's name?
Eddie from Strangest Thing.
Of course. Right.
And, so Felicia was, like, cracking herself up about this hilarious idea to curl Sadie's hair, like, his hair. And she sent the reference photos to Madison, their friend, and then accidentally also sent them to Sadie. But then afterwards they did a photo shoot.
It looks a lot like his hair. Wow. That's, you want to show Charlotte?
Oh, yeah.
Charlotte's getting less left out.
I am being left out. Can you see? Oh, my God. Delia, that looks kind of like you.
This well, that's...
when she's well, I know, but, like, they kind of look
alike.
She said
it looks kind of like you.
Well, because we're the same.
Guys,
they're a little bit related. Just a little bit.
What does that mean?
What did you like to know? Oh, those look really good. Those look good.
They look a lot better. I like them with the pink under. The blue was just not a good call.
I think they look fabulous.
They could look better, but they look like, you know, cotton candy ice cream at Brewster's?
Ooh, yes.
That's what it looks like.
Yes.
With, like, the pop rocks in it. It's not pop
the
rocks,
popping candy.
The popping sensation candy.
Okay, sensation is taking it a little far.
sorry, guys.
Just a little out of pocket.
I can't even remember what we were saying before Delia showed up.
You were given your first week experience.
Oh my god. Guys, it was rough. We were calling Jenny every night. We were sobbing. We were crying. And then Jenny said some words to me that I will never forget. I will never forget, and she has no idea how much these words have helped me. She goes, Charlotte, so what, you're the worst in the class? Like, if you're the worst in the class, so what? And I said, she said, someone's gotta be it. Oh. And I said, you know what? You're so right for that. You are so right for that. Because
even if I am the worst in the class, I'm still in the class.
Exactly.
Like, I'm still there like everyone else. I auditioned, I got in like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I'm the worst one that's there, I'm still there. And I think that just, like, gave me the motivation.
That's good.
Not that I didn't have the motivation. It was just a better source for motivation as opposed mm-hmm. to self-hatred and self-doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, it was just rough couple of first weeks. And I don't know. Like, ever since then, I've felt a lot better. Like, I feel a lot more secure, but, like...
That's good.
I don't feel whole, man. I don't got mm-hmm. my silly little sidekick here.
I'm just a
not
sidekick.
That she's just
Am
a
I just
sidekick.
A sidekick to
not
you?
Not that she's just a sidekick, but, like... But I'm your sidekick. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's a mutual
Everyone's got a
sidekick. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I don't got my dynamic duo here.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. It's just weird, man. It's freaking weird.
What is that? Hmm? Oh, Delia's playing a video on the speaker.
I didn't know that it was on the speaker.
Okay. It sounded like... Okay. Sorry, guys. I was going a little crazy.
So, anyway, guys, I'm patient zero for BIM dependency.
Yeah, I feel like this... I've had moments where I'm like, damn, I really miss my girl, you know? But then for me, like, I have that little, like, imposter syndrome in my head. It's like, Charlotte doesn't care. She's having fun in Ohio, you know? Like...
Bro! Oh my goodness. Like, I think the thing that made us different, like, because I've always loved you, but I don't think I've had that, like, imposter syndrome. And I think that's something that is unique to the dependency.
Mm.
Because... I've always been like, I love BIM, and she's my best friend, she's my number one. But I think the thing that makes it BIM dependency is I think that BIM doesn't miss me.
Mm-hmm.
And that every time we talk, I feel like I do something or I say something that upsets her or annoys her and makes her want to talk to me less and make her like the time where we don't communicate.
Oh my goodness. That's how you just described it.
There we go. There we go. And it's just a little bit terrifying.
Yeah, that's like that's what I was going through, like whenever I was at the peak of my Chargal dependency. Like mm-hmm. I was just like, oh my god, like she just thinks I'm so annoying, like she has her other friends, like yeah, it's like I feel like I'm the only one. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, and like and deep down inside I know that this is not the case. Like I said this earlier, BIM sends me every video that's ever come across her For You page ever. And that's the sign of friendship right there.
It's a labor of love. Like you need to see.
It makes me so happy.
You need to see everything that I see.
It's like I have virtual reality glasses on and I can see into BIM's For You page and I love it. I love that glimpse into her life.
Good.
But like, and you know, I feel the love, I really do. But then there are I don't know. I convince myself that there is no love.
It probably doesn't help the fact that A, I'm like I don't text people that often, and B, whenever I do text people, I'm like kind of a dry texter. Like
she is a dry texter. She's not a reacher outer. Like
yeah.
I'm the one to start conversations, which is fine, but it's just I forget too, because I'm not a reacher outer either, you know?
Yeah. Good dynamic we got going here.
We're really good at this. We're having fun. This
mm-hmm.
is great.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good thing we have the podcast that we do weekly.
We do it weekly. Yeah.
We do it every week.
Every single
week. Can you believe it's already October?
No. Like, honestly, no.
Like, it's felt so slow, but so fast at the same time.
Yeah. I feel like I go through this every October, though, where it's like, oh my, it's already October. Like.
I know. Because in my mind, it's, like, October, that means it's also December's, like, it's the new year.
It's around the corner. Yeah, basically. Like, we're done. The year is over. Also, it's already halfway through October. Like...
Exactly! Happy 2023, everyone!
Essentially, yeah. Like...
Can you believe 2023 is next year? That's
no,
not true.
That is... You're just wrong. Sorry.
being 2023 next year implies that it's 2022 next...
This year.
And that's also not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The most recent year that felt real
is, the answer is none of them, because they don't feel real and time is a social construct. But
yeah. But if I had to choose.
If I had to choose, it's definitely summer of 2021. That's the only time I felt whole again.
Yeah, I feel like that's the last time, like, I don't know, life felt real.
Mm-hmm. Dude, after I got COVID, it's just like I've been freeballing life, man.
Ballin'. Oh, man. I forgot we had COVID.
Yeah, we had COVID.
We did.
We got that New York COVID, too. We got the cool COVID.
Exactly.
Hopefully this year we can get Arizona COVID. The Zovid, if you will.
That's what they've been calling it. Have you heard?
Don't shoot the messenger. I heard through the grapevine and...
You know those grapes. Sorry, I was...
Do I ever?
I was taking a sip of the water.
I said it mid-sip. Okay. That wasn't really good of me.
Yeah, you just ruined it.
Do I ever know those grapes? But sometimes they can't be trusted.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes. That's how they get wine.
Exactly.
I love our little bits that we have.
I know.
The grapes. I tried to explain the streets ahead metaphor to someone, and they just didn't get it.
It means they're streets behind.
That's what I said. I said, you either get it or you don't. And if you don't, you're streets behind.
Exactly. That's not your fault. That's their fault.
That's not their fault.
I mean, no, that's not your fault. It's their fault.
Sorry, that's not their fault. What the fuck?
It's not your fault.
Actually, you know, guys, I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, but I can't wait to visit home. Oh, my goodness. She got that shit on, though.
She got that shit on, though. Look, and the tips are matte.
The tips?
Yeah. You can't really tell.
Oh, I see that. That's actually really cool, though.
Yeah. Wow. I'm becoming a nail technician.
That is so true. I said that the last topic was the last topic, but I got something else I want to say.
Oh?
I hate all of my clothes. And every time I put on an outfit, I feel like it's a bad outfit because I hate all my clothes.
Mm. That is a dilemma.
Thanks, guys. I'll be here all week.
You should get that fixed. Wait, is this the end?
No, it's not. Oh. Well, it can be. No, let's make it the end.
Okay.
Do you have something else to say?
No, it's just the way that you were tilting your head.
I was gonna do it, but then you said you were gonna. Do you have something else to say?
I don't know. Just that.